Hey, sweetheart. Work was, well, there's this new girl who acts like she's too good to be working with us. She looks down on literally everyone in the company except our boss. She's constantly sucking up to her, asking her for tips on leadership because she's like such a good boss and like a super good example of a real professional. It's so annoying. It's like she thinks the only people you'd be doing useful work in the company are my boss and her. I think even my boss gets annoyed by that bitch following her around all the time. Like, I just feel like I'm totally ready for like more responsibility within the company, you know? Like, especially I put in so much effort, and I definitely don't spend like all my time at my boss's desk begging for more responsibility when I can't even handle the projects assigned to me now. She acts like such a spoiled brat. I fucking hate it. No, she really sounds like that. I'm not even making fun of her. Like, I totally get that having a certain accent doesn't like mean you're like any less worthy of respect or that you're like any less incompetent or whatever, but like it's super annoying to listen to her talk. You like that voice? Yeah, I bet you love it when I sound like some ditzy intern trying to get into your pants. Wait, did you really like that voice? No, I mean, did you like that voice? Because I definitely saw something happening in your pants, mister. Well, I don't know. I kind of did it as a joke, but I think it's pretty hot that such a simple change turned you on so much. So, what did you like about it? Don't be embarrassed. I want you to tell me all your dirty little fantasies, no matter how taboo they might be. Oh my God, you are so difficult. Are you really going to make me do this? Well, if you're not going to tell me, I'm just going to get on my knees. Ooh, look, hello there. And suck the truth out of you. Tell me, darling. What did you like about my Valley Girl voice? Is it like the fact that I sound like a total slut? Is that really all? Because you know I can sound like a total slut in this voice too. You've heard me beg and moan and scream. All thanks to this beautiful cock that's stuffed into my slutty little mouth right now. So that can't be it. No, this hits something deep inside of you. Something you're ashamed of. Something you don't want to admit to me out of fear of being judged. You know I'd never judge you for your kinks, sweetheart. So tell me. I know you want me to shut up and suck your cock like a good girl, but I am on a mission, handsome. You will tell me all your dirty little fantasies. So I'm going to keep asking you questions. And if you want me to keep sucking you, you better answer. Do you like my Valley Girl voice? Because it sounds so different. Are you imagining another girl? Are you imagining you cheating on me with some slutty Instagram model from LA? Is that it? Didn't think so. So, what could it be? Oh, are you close? Do you want to come? Because if you want to come, you better answer me. What do you like about my Valley Girl voice? You're the edge, aren't you? I feel your desperation. Tell me now. You like how dumb I sound? Are you making fun of me for sounding weird, or? Oh, you literally mean how unintelligent it makes me sound. I gotta say, I didn't expect that. But I guess I kind of get it. The whole ditzy Valley Girl stereotype can be kind of hot. So, you want me to pretend to be a ditzy little bimbo slut for you? Why do you look so surprised? I don't seem like the type of girl that would like playing dumb. Well, I don't. Not in my regular life, anyways. I'm not just gonna dumb myself down for some guy because he's too insecure to handle a smart woman. But you're my boyfriend, and I know this is just a fantasy that makes your cock hard, so I'd love nothing more than to indulge you. I want to make you happy, sweetheart. Besides, you know how much I love trying out new kinks. And this actually sounds pretty hot now that I think about it. Just turning off my brain and focusing on a cock, like the obedient, cock-hungry fucktoy I am. Yes, I'm serious. I want to try this with you. It sounds super fun. In fact, sit tight. I'm just gonna get something from my box of old cosplay stuff. Ta-da! Now I'm a blonde. Yeah, it's like professional grade stuff. I was planning on this super elaborate costume, but I ended up getting completely swamped by work, so I only have this wig and a bunch of makeup. Do I look like pretty or whatever? I mean, I'm already starting to feel like super slutty. I'm like totally getting into this. It's like super hot. Oh my god, you're throbbing. I know I just gave you a blowjob and stopped right before you could come, but still, you must really like this. So, should I be as ditzy and slutty as I can? Yeah, of course I want to. It sounds super fun. I'm gonna enjoy this just as much as you are. Trust me. Yes, sweetheart, of course you can ask me something. Oh, you want me to go all out? Like, change my clothes and makeup? Oh, I'd love to do a little bit of role playing with you. Sounds fun. Just wait in the living room, and I'll call you over when I'm done.
Moonlight, women of the day.
Oh my God, hi! Wow, you look like super hot. So, what were you doing? Reading? Oh my God, I'm like super into books or whatever. Like, I've read like all three Harry Potter books because they're like so good. Can I like sit down next to you? So, what do you think about my crop top? It's so annoying because it just isn't low cut enough. So I have to just keep it like, pulling it down so guys can stare at my perfect tits, you know? Like, hello, my tits are down here, you know? Like, my body is like totally made for fucking. So like, it would be just like a total shame if guys wouldn't take advantage of that, you know? Right? Like, it's so annoying. Like, when I go on a date with a guy and he just asks me what my hobbies are, when he obviously just wants to shove me on my knees and fuck my pretty little face. Just like, fuck me already. Like, that's all I'm good for, anyways. I mean, just look at me. My pretty pink lips are practically made to be pressed against the base of your shaft. My perfect tits that are just made to be fucked and groped. And let's not forget about my ass. The only reason why I even work out is to make my fucking ass perfect. I want guys to have something that can like spank and like look at when they pound into me, like a little cum dump, you know? Sometimes I can like totally see guys staring at my perfect ass as I walk by them, and it makes me so fucking wet. I love it when guys stare at my pretty little bimbo body. That's why I make sure that I always wear the tightest, sluttiest clothes out there. As long as they're pretty and pink, of course. Everything I wear is pink. Even my panties. Here, I'll show you. Well, it looks a little hard to see since they're like so small, but they're pink. Trust me. Like, maybe I can just like take them off for you. And you can inspect, you know? So, like, are you gonna take your clothes off too? Because this feels like totally unfair. Holy shit, your cock looks like super hot. I bet you've always wanted to fuck a girl like me. I bet you always wanted to fuck a girl like me, didn't you? Pretty, dressed in pink, and dumb. Why would I need a brain if I can just have a cock in my tight little pussy, right? Holy shit, your cock looks like super hot. I bet you always wanted to fuck a girl like me, didn't you? Pretty, dressed in pink, and dumb. Why would I need a brain if I can have a cock in my tight little pussy? Oh my God, this feels like super good. See, fucking is so much more fun, like, than reading or any of that nerd stuff. You don't need me to be smart, right? You just need a pretty little hole to fuck. And I can be like your dumb little human fleshlight. You can like fill me up with cum without worrying about like making conversation or whatever. The only time I'll talk is to talk dirty and to beg like a good little bimbo slut. You don't need to hear my opinions, right? My thoughts don't matter. I just need to be like a pretty and fuckable girl for you. Brains are for boys anyway. I don't have like ambitions or whatever. I just need like to get a nice cock to suck and someone that like pays for all my pretty clothes and makeup. Oh, my goal in life is to always be pretty enough to get fucked by you. I'm just a dumb, empty-headed fuck toy. But like, as long as I'm pretty, I have value, right? As long as you're pumping me full of cum, I'm like totally happy. I want to be your little ditzy little cum rag. Spray your load inside of my perfect little pussy. It's like all I'm good for. I want to be like totally full of your cum. Tell me I'm pretty and tell me I'm pretty and like come inside me. Oh fuck, he feels so fucking good. Oh fuck. Oh god, I'm gonna come too. Fuck, hug me. Oh god, fuck me hard. I need it. Yes. More. More harder. Oh my god. You just like made me come like so hard. That's why I don't get girls who want to like have careers and all that. Like, that's just so stressful. Getting fucked is so much more fun. You're like about to come, right? Tell me that girls should just stay dumb and focus on looking pretty like me. I'm like the ideal girl, right? Come inside of your perfect fucking cum dump. The perfect fuck toy, yeah? Your cock is like perfect for my pussy. I'm made to be fucked by you. Oh fuck. I'm already so close again. Your cock is like magic. Fuck. Give it to me. Come so hard for you, like shoot your load inside of me. I'm made to take your cum. Give it to me. Come inside my pretty blonde bimbo pussy. Yes. That's like so much cum. That was so fucking good. Like, I want more. I like need that cock to get hard for me again. Would it help if I like got on my knees and pressed my tits together like the little airhead fuck sleeve that I am? I can see it like getting harder, and like I've been talking way too much. So please make my dumb little bimbo mouth useful and shove your cock into it. I want to taste myself on your fucking amazing cock. It's okay if you want to go harder. You don't have to, like, care about me as a person. Just want to be here to look super cute and pretty as you use me like a fleshlight. You're still so hard for me. I like love being pretty for boys. It gives me purpose. The only time I have value is when I make your cock super hard. Right, sweetie? Pound my ditzy little bimbo throat. I'd ask you to Facebook my brains out, but I don't think there are any thoughts left in my head except how much I love your cock. Are you gonna come again? Do you wanna like come all over my pretty tits? That way I can finally get some people to look at my tits in that stupid crop top. Do it, sweetie. Come all over my gorgeous tits and my stupid little bimbo face. I look so perfect, don't I? I bet I can look so dumb, like just some stupid fucking cum dumpster. Well, that's what I am. Come on. Spray that fucking load all over your pretty little cum dumpster, okay? Make me even prettier than I already am. Cover your ditzy little bimbo fuck toy. I want it, like, super bad. Satisfied, sweetie, because like I loved it. I mean, I actually really liked it. I wasn't even intending on getting you off twice. It was just so hot seeing you so turned on, and then I got turned on before you knew it. Your cock was fucking dripping with your cum and my wetness, and I just couldn't resist. Fuck you. Fuck you for giving me a bimbo kink. Now, every time that bitch from work starts talking, I'm gonna have to take notes. Fuck you. But seriously, I'm really glad you felt comfortable enough to be honest with me about your fantasies. It means a lot to me, and it's always so much fun to find new ways to enjoy ourselves together, don't you think? Fuck, you're insatiable. But then again, so am I. Tell you what, how about we both take a quick shower and we can lie on the bed with your cock pressed nice and tight against my ass. And we can browse the sluttiest, trashiest, most porny outfits we can find online. In pink, of course. And we can order a few and do this again next week. Does that sound like a good idea to you, handsome? Like, in the meantime, I'll be sure to practice sounding like super slutty or whatever, since you're like so obsessed with this voice.